you were part of, you know, a stage phenomenon, you know, just this past, you know, season when you began Hamilton.
That's right.
But you had to drop out.
Right.
So, but how, I mean, now we're just completely diverging, but sure. I just want to know how, about the off-Broadway run, since, you know, we all know how it is right now.
Yeah.
But, like, when you guys started back at the Public, like, did you guys have any clue it would just kind of be this sort of thing that's kind of blown up in such a huge way?
Well, it would seem...
It has Lin-Manuel.
Yeah,
that's enough for
there
me.
You go. Exactly. Yeah. Say no more.
Yeah.
I mean that of course, if you know anything about theater or In the Heights or what he's achieved, you're going to feel like, okay, yes, we're on the right track to begin with. I will say that, you know, I did a couple of different iterations of it, even before the Public, and my exposure to that piece was, I was in awe of what he was doing. And seeing it take shape and seeing it become focused in the production that it is today, you ask if we had a sense of that. I think that we all felt like we had this incredible secret, like this incredible thing that was in our room that no one else had seen yet. And we knew that we were going to let the door open and that thing was going to go racing out into the world and just run all over everybody and just say, this is happening. And so I think that's safe to say that we felt like that. I mean, I have a silly story that is true that this probably will be a surprising topic sentence for the story is that I had my first colonoscopy. And I was in a propofol haze coming out of the procedure, and I had just finished doing the workshop of Hamilton, and all of the nurses came up to me afterwards and they were saying, well, we can't wait to come, and thank you for the tickets, and what a great show it sounds like. And I said, what are you talking about? Throughout my waking up process, I was plugging the show. I said, I'm doing this show, it's Alexander Hamilton, and you're not going to believe it, but he raps the whole time. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. This is a true story. I was like, I was giving away tickets to all the nurses. So I think deep down I had a sense that it was special.
Were you part of that concert that they had before the actual staging? I know there was like maybe a few months, like a year or so before there was like a sort of a working.
There were a couple of iterations that I was not involved with. They did a thing up at Vassar, which is a place where people can work on their shows, and I wasn't a part of that one. But I did one in New York, which was basically the first act that was staged.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I was a part of that, and then we just sat at chairs, and I mean, you probably could do that now; it'd be just as compelling. But I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they decided to stage the whole show.
Going back to Hamilton.
Yes.
Now that, well, you had to step away. I think you would want to go back.
Well, it's too bad that show's not doing very well because I don't know that I'll have the chance. No, the truth is that I think that I what, did I miss something over here? No. Okay. I think that it's going to be running for a long time. So if there is a moment where I can go back and put the crown on for a second, I would love that. I would love that. And it's the kind of role that it is kind of plug and play. You know, I don't know if you've seen it, but the function of the character is an interesting one, and it's not the kind of thing where, especially having done it before, it would be easy to go back in. And thankfully, Lynn and Thomas Kail, the producer, the director, and Jeffrey Seller and Oscar Eustace, the producers, were very, very generous in allowing me to navigate those waters. And it wasn't the best scenario for them to lose one of their cast members at the outset of this thing. But, you know, we all put our cards on the table, and I said, this is what's happening, this is coming down the pike, I'm going to do this. And, you know, I wanted to let them know. And they very graciously allowed me to be on that first page of what I think is an historic production. So to get to go back would be fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. I imagine that'll happen in 2030.
Well, we do have the rotating kings, it seems, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
there's precedent for it, yeah.
You began it.
You know? Yeah. King George III, the second, the third.
Yeah.
Or the fourth.
It'd be like the BB New Earth in Chicago. You just keep on coming back.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?